Good morning, everyone. It is the 9th of February, at least almost, 2018. Friday morning. And, you know, when I think about the aspect of my sinnership, I, like the Apostle Paul, must cry out, I'm the cheapest of sinners. When we realize how much sin we have participated in our lives, and the reality of what that sin, taken to its final conclusion, if it is allowed to happen, would have resulted in our eternal death, in my eternal death. I've entitled this poem, I'm a Sinner Saved by Grace. Let it never be misunderstood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, and it was placed on Christ instead. When I think how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel, rugged tree and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did show when I deserved to be cast into hell to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. Is that the way you feel? I believe that that's the way every one of God's elect feels. You know? Now, God's purposes are eternal in scope and decree. Yes, he chose me in past eternity. Before he created the earth, God gave me to Christ and decided to give me new birth. This eternal purpose by my eternal King secured new life he would to me bring. And that he would breathe into my spiritually dead soul new life was predetermined, his purposes was controlled. This eternal purpose had nothing to do with me. It was settled in heaven before creation and past eternity. The choice to give me eternal life was in God's eternal decree. What great comfort this brings to my soul to know my Savior, my present, past, present, and future controls. But, you know, it also gives me comfort to know the kindness and mercy and forgiveness that Christ did show. So this morning, we are sinners saved by grace. There's nothing more that we can proclaim is that Jesus Christ died in our stead, and we deserved eternal damnation in hell. And, you know, we were born and conceived in this state, but that doesn't discard the fact that we were full of vile rage and hate. You know, and I sometimes think we need to be reminded of the state of our total depravity apart from the mercy and grace of God. Him going to the cross and dying in our stead. That perfect Lamb of God. You know, while He suffered there and bled, He died and rose again and is seated at the right hand of God. But let us never forget the miserable state we were born in and the fact that we participate in actual sin. But God, in His mercy, caused us to be born again. That's the message this morning. That's the proclamation. Let it go out far and wide that I'm a sinner saved by grace. Let it never be misunderstood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, and it was placed on Christ instead. When I think how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel, rugged tree and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did show when I deserved to be cast into hell to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Thank you, Lord, for your saving, forgiving, merciful grace. Is my Thanksgiving of prayer this morning. God bless.